You take over.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And are you able to hear my English? Who can hear Hausa? So we do the counseling sessions after you get your medication. If you hear Hausa, you speak with the men here with your hands raised. Raise your hands,
please.
And if you hear my English, then you come speak with me or with Adesi. And Adesi Oputa is the co-founder of our foundation, the Sovereign Grace African Foundation. And I'm the founder. My name is Heshimu Kolar, and we are here to bring you the gospel. And then as you get your medication, you come back and you speak with the team, and then you speak with the local pastor.
So you got what I see, Hollywood.
And what I want to do now is to bring you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ for a few minutes. And I'm in the book of John. And in chapter 8.
This is the book of Johannes.
And I'll read our text.
Yeah, I can.
And I'll lead us in prayer.
This is what you want.
Verse number 48. Then the Jews answered and said to him, do we not rightly say that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory, there is one who seeks and judges. And most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Let us pray together. Our Father, as you bring us your word, we are weak inside of ourselves. And we are dependent upon you. And we're asking you to show us grace and mercy because of your Son. That you would give us the gospel, that you would reach out, and you would touch your people. Help and open and explain these scriptures and what they mean, that we shall never see death. Help us to understand how great our Lord Jesus Christ is. And Father, may we not reject this gospel unto eternal life and unto our own salvation. Amen. It's the first thing that I want to say to you this morning. As we are waiting on the medical team to get everything established. All of the medication is real. All of the doctors are excellent. And my sister has been traveling with this team for many years, and it's been no problem. And so the care is excellent. But the gospel of the Lord Jesus is the reason that God has sent us unto you. And the Lord Jesus Christ, here in our text, is He gives us a very gracious promise. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ is talking about something spiritual. He's talking about our eternal souls and being at peace with God. He's talking about the reconciliation that He made at the cross. There are three things I have found in my own life, and I don't have stuff. I don't have wife, I don't have children, I don't have house, I have no car, I don't have huge money, but I have been stripped down until really find out that there are three essential things which I do have.
There's
one, I have peace with God. When the Lord Jesus says that me and you will never die, He's saying that He died in our place already. He suffered the death of the wrath of God. He paid the penalty of many. And He is our reason that the wrath of God, it will never strike us. And so we have the forgiveness of sins. That's what it means you never die, is your sins, our sins have been punished and will never have to face God in His anger, in His wrath, in His judgment.
Yeah,
Have you this peace with God? Has he reconciled you unto the Father? As you see, my brothers, my sisters, this blessing of the gospel is spiritual. It's not physical. It's not carnal. It's not in this world. It's another world. It's another kingdom.
So
it is in something that cannot be seen, that is eternal, it's in the heavens, and it's inside our souls. Peace with God. Peace with God means that we don't have to fear death because we shall never die. After we leave these bodies of corruption, me and you will meet with Jesus Christ at the right hand of God. In fact, for everyone who believes in Him, He has already put us at the right hand of God. Because when He died, me and you died. And when He was resurrected, me and you were resurrected in Jesus Christ. And when He sat down at the right hand of God, everyone here who trusts in Him, who has been chosen by God, has already been set down at the Father's right hand. He has blessed us freely because He loves us and He chose us not to have to pay for our own sins. There's a second thing that the Lord Jesus gives these people who will never die. He gives us power over sin. The ability to live the Christian life. The ability to be holy. He gives us power because He forgives us. And there's no condemnation. And so He sends us the Holy Spirit to strengthen us to live for God's glory. Everyone here who knows our Lord Jesus Christ has a life that's been consecrated, it is devoted unto the glory of God. Our whole life is to bring other people unto Jesus Christ. It's the meaning of our existence. It's our passion. It's
Kese, alam niya, alam mo ba talaga kung ano ang mahapon ng dati?
And here's the third thing.
Kung iyayari.
It gives us great joy to see other people trusting in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, not yet can put a team ahead of me. Not yet can put a yes.
Isn't it happiness itself? Isn't it happiness itself?
This is yet can I know that.
When the Father, through the Son, whom we are preaching, brings another lost and ruined sinner in his need and depravity unto the feet of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins and power over sins and the joy of a new life. Can you hear his voice? This is the blessing of God. This is his gospel. It's on the inside and it's eternal in the heavens. It's not in money. It's not in miracles. It's in the soul. The kingdom of God is within you. This is the gospel that our Lord Jesus was preaching, but the Jews hated him. Look what they said. Then the Jews, verse
52,
is they said to him, now we know that you have a demon, Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Let me ask you a question. Did they understand what he was talking about? Did they understand when he said that you shall never taste death, what he was talking about? No, they did not. What they said is Abraham is dead, but they didn't know he was talking about spiritual life. He's preaching a kingdom that can't be seen, and they're talking about money and miracles. He told them, I'm the bread of life, but they wanted the bread of this world.
Yes,
he said, you shall never die, but all that they wanted was a healthy body. It's in the soul, spiritual. And the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ is something that they could not see because they had no understanding, had no spiritual understanding. They were spiritually blind.
Yes,
That's why they said, are you greater than our father Abraham? They did not know how great he truly is. Because the only problem that they thought that they needed solved were problems of this present world. But Jesus came to solve another kind of problem. Peace with God and power over sin and the joy of seeing people saved and born again. That's what he came to give us. Here's my question. If he doesn't give us anything else, are you satisfied? Is it enough that he saved our wretched souls? Is it enough? He takes away our sin. And he makes us love God. Is that what we're praying for? The love of God? What's the one thing that you want in this world more than anything else? It's to love God. It's to give Him glory.
No, amen.
It's to see other people saved. It's to enjoy Him. It's to love people. That's the kingdom of God. And the Jews, because they couldn't see it. And here's my last point. They wanted him dead. In the book of John 8, verse number 57
to
verse 59. And so hear me clearly, please. And hearken with your soul. And respond. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? And Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. I'm the self-existent God. And then they took up stones to stone They were angry at him. They didn't like his message. They didn't understand the need of their souls. Is they could not see their sin and understand how much they needed Christ Jesus. They thought their problems were in the world because they couldn't see the ugliness of their soul in the sight of God. How about us?
Good part.
What do you see as your great need? As to what is our great need with God?
It's a daisy.
Wait a second.
Thank you, brother.
할렐루야. 아노. 아, 공고의 왕 베이빈 알라 예무가나. 우와 나세리 가나에 타바타 예수마 타바. 그냥 공간에 대시 대체 누군데야 예다 칼마 베이빈 알라. 야 yarda da kalmar Ubangiji a cikin zuciyarsa, a cikin zuciyarta, ya kuma karɓar wannan kalmar yana da rai na harabada. Yana da rai na harabada. A duk lokacin da muka yi tafiya, mun san Ubangiji yana da kyakkyawan shiri saboda ku a nan gari. Mun ji daɗin mutane. Amma muna so